Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. And please allow me to congratulate through you Ambassador Sterk on his nomination as President of the Meetings of CCW AP2. We are fully confident of reaching substantive outcomes, and I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. We also commend the work done by the Secretariat for the substantive and administrative preparations of this meeting. Mr. Chair, Pakistan has remained committed to the full implementation and universalization of AP2 since 1999, when we became party to it. Pakistan believes that achieving universalization of AP2 would help in minimizing human suffering resulting from the indiscriminate use of mines, booby traps, and other devices. Universalization of the protocol, therefore, should remain a priority. The protocol's strength lies in the balance that it maintains between humanitarian concerns and the legitimate security needs of states. This aspect of the protocol needs to be preserved and strengthened. Mr. Chair, Pakistan is fully compliant with the provisions of AP2. There are no uncleared mines on Pakistan's territory, and our armed forces continue to fully incorporate at all levels the requirements mandated by the technical annex of amended protocol 2. We have regularly submitted our national reports. Pakistan is also one of the largest troop contributors to the UN peacekeeping operations. In the spirit of cooperation and assistance, we have been successfully undertaking demining operations in various parts of the world, including Kuwait, Cambodia, Angola, Sudan, and Liberia, among others. We remain committed to providing assistance within our national capacity to further advance global humanitarian demining efforts. We also note with interest the development of new technologies that have the potential to protect civilians against indiscriminate and lethal effects of mines. Enhanced cooperation and international assistance on the transfer of such technologies to developing states, with a focus on developing their long-term and self-sustainable capacities, is essential. The transfer and sharing of technology and experience within the framework of this protocol is an important step towards achieving our common objectives and goals. Mr. Chair, my delegation would share further views on IEDs once we move on to that discussions in the next agenda item, and I thank you once again for giving me the floor.